Fotografia europea 2025. Avere 20 anni.
I am Ghazal Golshiri, journalist at the International Department of the French daily Le Monde. I was born and raised in Tehran.
I'm Marie Chumala, photo editor in charge of covering international news for Le Monde. Ghazal and I have been working together since 2011.
Our exhibition, Tu ne mords pas, You Don't Die, tells the story of an unprecedented uprising in Iran, the one the government tried to erase, but that Iranians continue to document despite the risks. Iran has been under religious rule since the Islamic Republic was established in 1979 by Ayatollah Khomeini. Over time, the country became a religious and military dictatorship, silencing opposition and restricting individual freedoms. In Iran, women must cover their bodies except for their hands and face. Law enforcement, militias, and ideological forces impose both rules and fear. On September 13, 2022, Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish woman, visited Tehran with her family. The morality police arrested her for her appearance. At the station, she was beaten up. She fell into a coma and died 3 days later. Across cities, people took to the streets shouting, "Woman, life, freedom." Women tore off their scarf, stones flew at security forces. The regime responded violently, trying to erase every act of defiance. Internet access was cut, social media blocked, yet from the first days, protesters filmed and shared powerful moments on social media using VPNs to bypass censorship. Despite arrests, injuries, and executions, the movement continues even today. Nearly 2.5 years later, women still walk unveiled without their scarf, men stand by them, and the people refuse to submit. They long to speak, to shout, to dance, to move, to simply exist without fear. In Iran, people are fighting for the day when freedom is not a dream but reality.
Man,